The other day on Twitter, I posed a question talking about how bored I was with YouTube. I am so bored with YouTube filmmaking channels and gear reviews, including my own. It's so oversaturated and redundant. And did I mention boring? This tweet took off. You never know what tweets are going to do well, but there's something in the air. There's something going on with filmmaking YouTube. And that's what I want to talk about today. Hey guys, Blake Calhoun, and another episode of Almost Professional, the podcast about mobile filmmaking, DIY filmmaking, indie filmmaking, really all things filmmaking. And recently, maybe for the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months or so, I have gotten really bored with YouTube. Not the people on YouTube, not the creators, so to speak, the filmmakers. It's just the content, and I hate to even use that word, but it is a word that's used, content. I try not to call my own stuff content. I call them videos or films or whatever, but yeah, just the way it's so oversaturated, everything about that tweet is true. And by the way, I had a lot of responses to that tweet, a lot, and almost unanimously, people agreed. There were a handful of people that disagreed, but the majority of people agreed, and that includes other YouTube filmmakers, other YouTube creators. My theory is twofold, maybe three. One is we've reached maybe peak filmmaking YouTube, meaning everything that we see now has been done before. There's really nothing new. It's the same thing. Wash, rinse, repeat. No matter what the review is. The second thing is along those same lines, and that is the format or the platform, really more the format, I guess. The way people do, like if you're watching me on YouTube right now, sit in a studio set, talk to the camera, and then do B-roll of a product or whatever it may be. Now, let me pause for 1 second. I am primarily talking about filmmaking YouTube, which, by the way, is a small portion of YouTube, of course. The entertainment channels, the vlog channels, if those even exist anymore, the myriad of sports-related channels, political channels, whatever they are, those are different. And they're doing their own thing, and I'm sure people that make those type of videos get sick of their content, their videos, their format as well. But I'm specifically talking about filmmaking YouTube, whether that's mobile filmmaking, like what my main channel, The iPhoneographers, concentrates on, or this channel is about filmmaking lifestyle, more or less, being a freelance filmmaker. I put my podcast on here and other various type videos around filmmaking. One of my more popular video series on this channel is about a studio shed I built. So that has a DIY aspect to it. I'm not a DIY home improvement guy. Obviously, I'm a filmmaker, but I incorporated that into this channel because I know a lot of people, especially during the pandemic, the main part of the pandemic, when I built that shed, were looking for ways to do something at home because we weren't working at our studios or offices anymore. And those were fun. Those were documentary style. And I like that. Okay, so now back to the third thing. The first one was the oversaturated, everyone's doing the same thing, kind of wash, rinse, repeat. And then the second thing is the format, just sitting here kind of talking to the camera, which I know is really the way YouTube works, but it's kind of boring, especially when you see the same thing over and over again. And the third thing, which is probably as equally important as the other two, and maybe really what is bugging me the most, and that is that there's very little difference today in the gear. Doesn't matter what we're talking about. All the gear is so good that it's almost become boring. It's a good problem to have. I've talked about that before on this podcast and on my YouTube channel, but gear is so good, whether it's Sony, which is what I'm shooting on right now, or Canon, or heck, even Nikon now makes good video. They've always made good stills cameras, but their video stuff is good. Of course, you got Blackmagic, you've got Red, you've got the big boy cameras from Arri and Sony and et cetera, et cetera. Those aren't really talked about on YouTube as much because they're not something you would buy, talking about the Alexa or even the big Red cameras, but we mainly talk about prosumer, what I would call prosumer cameras, because that is what most people can afford. And that's what most people use today, quite honestly, along with their phones. And that's what I mainly talk about, mobile filmmaking and mobile video. And truth be told, the mobile video space, I'm biased, of course, but I think it's objectively true, is much more interesting in the way things are developing than the mirrorless camera space. Because the mirrorless camera space, I mean, it's been great for 5 years, maybe more. It's been really good. You can't really complain about those. There's minor differences between different cameras, whether it's a full frame camera, whether it crops in, whether it shoots in 10-bit or 8-bit and those kind of things. But even that kind of stuff, when you really look at the final product, is minimal as it relates to quality. I shoot primarily on a Sony mirrorless, and it's just a little ZV-E10. I also have an A6400, 8-bit video, and I couldn't care less about shooting 10-bit video or full-frame video, especially on YouTube. But the overall point there is that everything is so good today that it gets kind of boring when I'm reviewing whatever I'm reviewing. There's very few products that I review that are bad. One, I don't really like doing negative stuff on my channels. I think there's a lot of people like that, although negative actually does sell or do well on YouTube. But all that is to say that I am super bored with YouTube, and I primarily think that revolves around gear. And that is why a lot of guys, and I said something at the beginning, like there's something in the air. A lot of the guys I follow on YouTube and on Twitter are starting to pivot, so to speak, and do other things on YouTube. Some of them are doing things not related to filmmaking, which I actually think is a pretty good idea. For instance, Peter McKinnon has his second channel, what is it called, Pirate Pete or something like that. I haven't watched it. I think it's a vlogging style channel or lifestyle channel. You got Patrick Tommaso. I like his stuff quite a bit. He's doing a secondary channel that's really, I would call it a variety channel. He's done computer videos. He's done watch videos, etc. That makes it tough on YouTube, but he's writing kind of this idea. I saw him tweet today. He's writing the idea of popular content or popular stuff that's out at the moment, which is a pretty good way to go, probably. He does essays now on his main YouTube channel. He used to do more gear reviews. So he does essays about movies that are out right now. He did one on Top Gun. His one that really took off recently was the one he did on Batman. Dave Mays, if you guys follow him. All these guys, by the way, are really good content creators, filmmakers. So be sure to check them out if you don't know them. But Dave Mays has been around for a while. He had that channel called Kinotika. And then he has his own channel. And then for a while, he went and worked at Indie Mogul. But now he's doing his own thing again. And he's trying to redo, lack for a better word, the way he presents his videos, which is interesting. Instead of doing straightforward gear reviews, he's doing more, I don't know, almost reality type video mixed into a gear review. It's hard to really explain. He did a couple when he was at NAB where he got other filmmakers to watch video to see if they could tell the difference between a drone, that new DJI drone. The problem with those kind of videos, and I actually commented on one of his tweets about it, they're great and I really liked it and I love the new format. That video took him about 2 months to do. Not only because he shot it all over, he was in NAB, he was at studios, I think he's based out of Nashville. He was at studios out there and then he had a big shoot, but just the editing alone is crazy on that type of video. It's about a 10 or 15 minute long video, heavy, heavy post-production, and not to mention all the production, just the, not only the B-roll, but he actually went out and demoed stuff, got a drone pilot. Point I'm trying to make here is I like what he did and that would be cool to continue on YouTube, but that's not really sustainable, especially because YouTube wants you to feed the monster. Doing a video once a month, unless you're doing big essay videos like Patrick Williams, I always forget how you pronounce his last name. And a lot of his stuff, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he does these big essays. He releases a video a month or so, but a lot of his stuff is financed through Patreon. And so he's not really worrying about the Google AdSense or affiliate links and that kind of thing, like a lot of us that do more, I do weekly videos. And so that gets tricky for people that want to create more content. And, you know, that brings up a good point. Should we be making less videos and higher quality videos? Maybe one a month or two a month. I don't know. Right now, I'm experimenting on my main iPhoneographers channel on doing not lesser quality, that's really the wrong way to say it, but quicker turnaround videos where I can produce a video in a day or so, maybe 2 days tops, and then move on to the next one. Because often when I spend a month, 3 weeks, sometimes 2 or 3 weeks on a video, they tank. They don't do that well. Most videos that I do that take me that long are like comparison videos or test videos where I am testing out or comparing two different lenses, or I did one recently on comparing the Moondog anamorphic lenses to other brands, Moment, etc. And that one took me several weeks to do, and it's done okay. And I like doing those kind of videos, and I'll continue to do those kind of videos. But the ones that take me the most time often don't do the best on my channel. And then the ones that I knock out in an afternoon can sometimes crank up tens of thousands of views. And ultimately, as someone who makes their living online with YouTube and various other filmmaking activities, the views actually do matter. The subscriber counts don't matter as much today. It's great to get subscribers. And by the way, if you're not subscribed to this YouTube channel or the podcast, please do that. But the subscriber counts don't seem to matter as much today. It's more about the algorithm and the views you get across the algorithm, across YouTube, on YouTube, or again, via podcast, etc. That is where you get the clicks, so to speak. And that's, by the way, not why I make videos. I didn't get into this to do ad clicks and sell crap. Not at all. But that is one way that we actually make this sustainable. Because of affiliate sales, we recommend products and then people click on that link and then we get a small percentage of the sale. I think it's like 4%. And so if you are reviewing cameras that cost $10,000, that can add up. Most of the stuff I look at is like a $100 product. And so I'm, you know, I get $4 when someone buys a gimbal. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that's not a lot of money. And again, that's not why I would ever review a product, or I only look at products and recommend products that I would actually use and that I actually am interested in. And that's another thing, just to go off on a quick tangent. I'm not going to name any names here, but there are so many YouTube channels now that feel like infomercials to me. And I hate that. I don't mind doing a sponsored video. I've done some on my iPhoneographers channel. As long as it is more organic and it's not just a straight up sales pitch, I won't do those. I really won't. Now, I will do ad reads here and there, very rarely. Again, only on products that I like and that I will use myself. But I don't like this whole infomercial feeling of some YouTube channels where you can just tell it's all about selling a product. They may be interested in the product, sure. They may like the product, but it's just over sales. And I just don't like that. I'm more of a product placement guy. I've even done that in some of my feature work, where someone pays you a fee to include their product or use it. And then from there, you organically promote it. And if other people are interested in it, that's great. But you're also using it and it helps you make your film or video. And then you can also help other people. That I like. Overt, in-your-face sales? No, I'm not into that at all. So I guess the question is, what do we do about it? I mentioned a few of the channels, Dave Mays, Peter McKinnon, there's a lot more, Patrick Tommaso, a lot more guys out there experimenting and trying things. I'm doing a little bit of it myself. For me, I think I want to pivot to doing more behind the scenes videos and less product reviews. I get into this trap sometimes because these companies want to send us products and I fall for it, especially again, if I like it. And then I have to do these reviews, which again, I try to do in a more creative way instead of just sitting here talking about it and using B-roll. And I'll probably still do some of that, but again, in more of a documentary style way versus just a, here it is, here's what's great about it, here's why you should buy it kind of way. But I'm also really trying to rack my brain on good ways to do what I call infotainment, more how-to stuff, more teaching stuff versus more salesy stuff, but also making it sustainable. And so we still have to sell stuff. We still have to get eyes on our videos and, you know, AdSense, et cetera, affiliate links. I sell courses and I also sell LUTs. Speaking of that, I do have a new LUT pack, several new LUT packs, and I'll talk about those later for Filmic Pro, Log V3 Plus. Worked hard on those, so if you do need some LUTs. And that's one way that content creators like myself, filmmakers, I have a website and I sell digital products to help offset my expenses, etc. So lots of ways that we can earn income, but also help other people at the same time. That's what I'm interested in. And I think that's what most people on YouTube and the filmmaking YouTube space are interested in. I mean, ultimately, we're storytellers, we're filmmakers, and that's what we would probably prefer to do all the time. But the irony is there, I just released a short film, and I've released several over the years on my channel, shooting on the 13 Pro Max and using Filmic Pro ProRes V3, Log V3 Plus, I should say, Log V3 Plus. But the funny part is, the short films I produce don't do nearly as well, don't perform nearly as well on the channel as the how-to content I produce. Now, granted, I get it. My channel is geared more towards educational content, but it's funny to me when we're actually using the tools we talk about, the techniques, and we produce something, those don't do as well as the, hey, here's the filter I use, here's the gimbal I use to make this short film. It's just kind of a funny dichotomy. That happens quite a bit, though. I've heard other guys talk about that. It's not unique to my channel. I think that's just maybe it's a human nature thing. You'd rather see how something is done than the actual something. Primarily, I'm talking about on YouTube and such. So ultimately, I'm not trying to be negative here. It's really just sort of this strange existential. Is that the right way? That may be too big of a phrase since we're just talking about YouTube videos here. But since a lot of us do make our living on YouTube, I think there is a lot of us trying to figure out how to make it work, but also how to satisfy our own needs as a filmmaker, because it's so freaking boring. And I don't like being bored. When you become bored, it turns into a job. I didn't get in this as a job. I could go edit car commercials and, you know, corporate video as a job, which I do some, but I try to not do that anymore. I've done my fair share of that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Nothing wrong with that one bit. But it's just not stuff I'm interested in at this point in my career. I've been doing this 20 plus years. So what do you guys think? I guess that's the ultimate question. If you're on YouTube, drop a comment. Let me know. If you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, wherever, hit me up on Twitter. I'd be interested to know if you agree with me that YouTube has gotten boring for the reasons that I mentioned. Just to recap those real quickly. Oversaturation, sameness. The format kind of is boring, talking to the camera with B-roll. That's an overgeneralization, but that's what a lot of people do. And then, of course, that gear has gotten so good. And it has. Is that boring? It's boring to me. And I'm trying to figure it out here. I really am. If you've got any ideas, let me know. Well, I mentioned earlier in my podcast that, and it's more of a rant, I'll admit that, but I mentioned that I got some new LUT packs, and I just want to talk about those real quickly, because I spent a lot of time on those, and my LUTs I've had since 2017. I have LUTs for the original Filmic Pro Log V1, the second generation Log V2, and the third generation Log V3, and this is kind of a tack on, that's the wrong way to say that. In addition to the third generation, because they call them Log V3 Plus. And so it's based on that Log V3 color profile, but now it works with ProRes. And so if you have a 13 Pro Max and you're shooting ProRes and specifically ProRes Log, definitely check out my LUTs on my website. I have three different packs, the Everyday LUTs, Cinematic LUTs, and Vintage LUTs. And then I also offer a combo pack. That way you can get them all for one. And my LUTs are super affordable. I'm not charging $100 or $75 like a lot of guys out there do for LUTs. And the other thing is, these are actually not repurposed from other cameras. These I built from the ground up using actual footage shot from my 13 Pro Max and ProRes Log. And so if you're interested, definitely check those out. I hope this episode didn't come off as me being too negative. I'm not trying to be negative, because there are a lot of people on YouTube trying to make it work, and a lot of people make it work. They really do. I've done pretty well as far as keeping content going. I've done weekly videos now since 2018, so going on 5 years. But I'm kind of bored, guys. I'm kind of bored. And just looking for ways to not burn out. I'm not burned out like a lot of guys talk about. I'm just bored. And I want to make it more interesting for not only you, the viewer, but me. So I'm working on that, and I'm hoping to have some answers soon. Well, that's it for today, guys. Thank you very much for listening. This has been another episode of Almost Professional. I'm your host, Blake Calhoun, and I look forward to talking to you in the next episode.